We were playing at a school called Colorado Springs Christian down in Colorado Springs, and they had a pretty fast running back. Nate was a middle linebacker for us as well on defense, and that kid got outside, broke containment, and was headed down the field, and he ran him down and made the tackle about 60 yards down the field. It so happened that the University of Colorado had that copy of that game, and the coach that was recruiting him will tell the story that he watched that play, shut the video projector off, went and got the rest of the coaches on the staff and brought them into the room. They watched that one play and said, this kid can play.
From there, it's a smooth transition into running up the field, all right? Ready, go!
When he first moved here, his experience was in wrestling and skiing and kind of some outdoor sports. I don't think he'd ever played an organized team sport prior to that. My recollection, he's probably already 6'3 or 6'4, you know, heads above everyone else. Also, he was just very quiet and humble. I always thought he had potential to be a, you know, a college-level athlete. I don't know if anybody knew he would play in the NFL at that time, but... And he was so humble, I don't know if he really had that dream or even thought that a possibility. He always saw himself as just kind of a normal high school kid.
With the 17th pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Nate Solder.
Well, sometimes people accomplish a lot of things, but they kind of trump on people in the process, and Nate's just the opposite of that. So I think if everybody wants good to happen for Nate. I would say my biggest influence was just helping him have the dream of playing beyond the high school level. So I kind of was always trying to paint that picture for him along the way and help him have the vision that he could play at the next level. So I would say if I played any part of it, I was probably giving him that vision.
Following behind the block of number one draft pick Nate Solder on the left side.
It's unbelievable to think that, you know, he played here at our little high school and that I was involved in coaching him and teaching him and even know him. He's used the giftedness he has and worked hard enough to get to the level he's at. I'm not in a role to offer advice or coach him anymore. I just want to encourage him and congratulate him.
That was Nate Solder's path to the NFL.